In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful.
The Bounty and its Variations, in the Holy Quran.
In this part, we would like to attract your kind attention to the hidden meaning of the bounty and its variations in the Holy Quran. According to the truthful interpreters of Quran, bounty denotes the vilaya of Ahlul Bayt. Also that, the greatest bounties, are the very Holy Prophet Muhammad, Bibi Fatima, Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen Ali, and 11 infallible Imams, alayhimus salam. There are some verses of the Holy Quran about this.
First verse. Have you not seen? Those who have changed Allah's favor for ungratefulness, and made their people to alight into the abode of perdition? Into hell, they shall enter into it, and an evil place, it is to settle in. The Holy Quran 14:28-29. Commentators have said that, this refers to the unbelievers of Quraysh, because the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was a blessing, and instead of this bounty, they accepted disbelief, harbored hatred towards the Prophet and waged war against him. This explanation is narrated from Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, Ibn Abbas and Ibn Jubayr, rahmatullah alayhima. Some have said that, the original bounty was converted to disbelief, and denied the bounty, so the bounty was taken away from them, and only their disbelief remained. The author of Kashchif, and all the commentators have narrated from Amirul Mu'mineen Ali, alayhi salam, and the cursed Omer that, this verse was revealed for the two greatest sinners of Quraysh, Bani Umayyah and Bani Mukayra. Bani Umayyah is having a limited period of grace, but Allah protected from the evils of Bani Mukayra in the Battle of Badr, because all the relatives and friends of Abu Jahl were killed there. The same meaning is narrated by the Blessed Ayashi and many other traditionists, with many chains of narrators. It is narrated by the Blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim that, some people asked the explanation of this verse from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam. He said, this verse is about the two main tyrants of Quraysh, Bani Umayyah and Bani Mukayra. Allah destroyed Bani Mukayra and their relatives on the day of Badr, but Bani Umayyah remained till a certain period. Then, he said, we are the bounty of Allah, with which he has blessed his servants, and whoever gets salvation, it is through us.
The Blessed Kolani has narrated from Amirul Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, that, why do they turn away from the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, and his legatee, and go on other side, and are not afraid that, the chastisement will come on them? After that the Imam recited the same verse, and said, we are the bounty of Allah, which Allah has bestowed on his servants, and due to our grace, they will get the bounty on the day of judgment. Also, there is a narration from Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, that, this verse is for all the Quraysh who harbored enmity towards the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, fought with him, and denied the imamah of his legatee. It is related through reliable chains that, people asked the imam the explanation of this verse. The imam asked, what do the Bukhari and Omari say about this verse? The narrator said, they say, it was revealed for Bani Umayyah and Bani Mukayra. Imam said, by Allah. This verse is revealed for all the Quraysh. The Almighty Allah addressed his Prophet, I have given excellence to Quraysh upon all the Arabs, and completed my bounty on them, and have chosen the religion of Islam for them, and have sent a Prophet towards them. So, they have turned my bounty into disbelief, and destroyed their nation, and made them reach hell. There is a good tradition in Sahifa Kamila by Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, that, Allah has given all the news and happenings to the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, which were to take place in the regime of Bani Umayyah on the Ahlul Bayt, alaihimus salam, their friends and Shias. Then, Allah revealed the following verse about them. Have you not seen those who have changed Allah's favor for ungratefulness? The Holy Quran 14:28. In this verse favor refers to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, and his Ahlul Bayt, alaihimus salam. Their love is a part of faith which will take to paradise, and their enmity is disbelief, and hypocrisy which will take to hell.
Second verse. Then on that day, you shall most certainly be questioned about the boons. The Holy Quran 102, 8. The commentators say that, boon means, all the blessings which were given in the world, and some say that, it means, peace in the society, and health of the body. The same meaning is narrated from Imam Baghir and Imam Sadiq alayhim as-salam. Also the Blessed, Sheikh Tabarsi, Ayashi, and Ghotbi Ravandi have narrated in the book, Dawahit, that, Abu Hanifa asked Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, about this verse. The Imam asked him, what according to your belief is the boon? He said, eatables and cool water. The Hazrat said, if on the day of judgment Allah makes you stand before him, and questions you about each and everything you have eaten, and all that you have drunk, then surely, you would have to stand for a long time. Abu Hanifa said, may I be sacrificed for you, what is meant by boon? The Imam said boon is we, Ahlul Bayt, that Allah has made us the boon for his creatures, and due to us, he has given love between them, whereas there was conflict among them, and due to us, he has made them loving, and made them brothers with each other, whereas they were enemy of one another, and due to us he has guided them to Islam. And this blessing will never interrupt, and Allah will question his servants about the rights of this boon which has bestowed upon them, and the boon is the Holy Prophet and his etra, or his infallible progeny, alayhim as-salam.
There is a tradition in Uyun al-Akbar Riza that, one day a group of people was present before the Imam Riza, alayhi salam. He said that, there is a no real bounty in the world. One of the Bakari and Omari scholars who was present in this gathering, asked that Allah says, then on that day, you shall most certainly be questioned about the boons. The Holy Quran 102, 8. Whether this boon is not in the world. The Imam replied loudly that, you give this explanation and people have given different explanations about it. A group says that boon means cold water. Some say delicious food. And the truth is what my father has told me. All these things were stated before my forefather Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, by listening to which he got angry and said, Allah will not question his creatures about what he has given by his grace, and does not boast of his favors. Whereas the boasting of favors by the people, is considered bad, so why such things are attributed to Allah, which the creatures themselves do not like to be associated with? Listen. Boon means the love of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, and the acceptance of our imama. Allah would, after asking him, about oneness, tawhid, and prophethood, ask him about it, and if he answers them properly, Allah would send him to the blessings of paradise, which shall never end. Surely, my father from his forefathers narrated from Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, that, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, when a person dies, the first thing he will be questioned is about tawhid, and prophethood, and that you, Ali, are their imam and ruler, due to the reason that Allah and I have appointed you, and whosoever confesses to it, that, it was his faith in the world, and the hereafter, he will go towards that bounty which will never end. Abu Zakvan, who is one of the narrators of this tradition, says that after having listened to this tradition, I was busy in eulogical poetry, a speech or piece of writing in which you praise someone or something very much, especially at a funeral. I didn't relate this tradition to anyone, and one night I saw Holy Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the dream that, people were saluting him, and he was replying to their salutations. When I saluted him, he did not answer me. So I asked, am I not from your ummah? He said, you are also from my ummah, but make my ummah aware about the tradition of the favor, Na'im, which you had heard from me.
In the explanation of this verse, the blessed Sheikh Tusi, Rahmatullah alayh, has narrated in Majalis, from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, that, favor refers to the vilaya of Ahlul Bayt, alayhimassalam, and you will be questioned about it. So, at some other place you have. And stop them, for they shall be questioned. The Holy Quran 37, 24. That, it means they will be asked about the wilaya of Ahlul Bayt, alayhimassalam. Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, says, in the explanation of this verse that, this ummah will be questioned about our wilaya which as the greatest grace, Allah had given, and the blessings of Muhammad, and his progeny. There is a tradition from Imam Muzakazim, alayhi salam, that, we are favor for the believer, and cantal, a bitter fruit, in the neck of the disbeliever. Also there is a tradition from Abu Khalid Qadaboli, in which he says that, he came to Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, and food was served for him. He says, I had not yet tasted such delicious food. The Imam said, Abu Khalid, did you see our food? I said, it was very good, but I remembered a verse of Quran and the delicious food becomes tasteless for me. He asked, what was that? I recited the red verse, and the Imam said, by Allah, you will never be asked about this food. After this, the Hazrat smiled, so much so that his blessed teeth showed. Then, he asked, do you know what is the favor? I don't know, I said. Imam said, we are the favor, it means safety, health, and the wilaya of Maulana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam. According to other traditions of Imams, Bagir and Sadiq, favor, means, the wilaya of Amirul Mu'minin, alayhimassalam.
There is a tradition in Kafi from Abu Hamza Somali, in which he says that, we were a group seated before Imam Bagir, alayhi salam. By the order of the Imam, food was brought, which were delicious, smelled good, was soft and clear, and so good that we were able to see our faces in it. A person from us said, O son of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will be asked about this bounty, which you utilize. Imam said, Allah is much greater, kind and generous than to ask you, on the day of judgment, about the food he gives and makes halal or pure for you, and to take account of it, but you will be questioned about the blessing of Muhammad and his progeny, which he has given you, as a blessing. There is a tradition from Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, on this topic which says, in the end that, you will be asked, about that right which is about wilaya and imama. There are many traditions on this topic. Shias, and Bakris, and Omaris, have narrated that a person will be asked about five things. 1. Filling of the stomach. 2. Cold water. 3. Sweet sleep. 4. About the houses where he lived. 5. To be born without any defects.
Third verse. And made complete to you his favors, outwardly, and inwardly, the Holy Quran 31, 20. Some have recited it, in the singular, and some as plural, and added a pronoun to it. Some have said that, it is the manifested favor. Some have said about manifest favor which can be touched and sensed, and covered one is the favor of aql or intelligence. Or the open favors are those which are known and the covered favors are those which are not known. There is a tradition in Manaqib and Kamaluddin from Imam Musa ibn Jafar, alayhim as-salam, that, the open favor is the present Imam and the covered favor is the absent Imam. The blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim narrated from Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, that, he said, the outward favor means the Holy Prophet and all the wise knowledge that he brought from divine resources such as oneness of Allah and his attributes, and the inward favor is to believe in wilaya of we, Ahlul Bayt, and to nurture our love in the heart. Then, the Imam said, by Allah, those who accepted this favor only outwardly, and did not accept it inwardly, and wholeheartedly about them, Allah says this in this verse. O Apostle! Let not those grieve you, who strive together in hastening to unbelief, from among those who say with their mouths, we believe, and their hearts do not believe, the Holy Quran 5, 41. The Imam said that, Allah is not going to accept their faith, but with our love and wilayah.